You are listening to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Adventure for your ears.
You haven't lived until you've heard the show Americans are talking about. The show that launches its listeners to the height of humanity. The audio hour that travels the landscape of adventure. The sound that comforts more than the clip of your first bolt. It's the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show!
Outdoor Adventure summits the airwaves. It is the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. I'm your host, R. Brandon Long. I'm belay with you for the next hour. Sitting across from me in Tan Van is the best co-host in all the land, Todd to the Top.
Good day, sir.
This week is powered by Goal Zeros. We're podcasting live from Tan Van. Hashtag Tan Van, the only van in town with its own hashtag. That's not true. There's probably quite a few vans in town with their own hashtags.
Let's be honest.
There's a lot.
Pretty much the same as like a cat lot of my and friends. Dog Instagram pages.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have a dog and you haven't set up your Instagram for it yet, you're behind, just so you know. We are in Tan Van down by the lake, Windsurfer Beach, Pineview Reservoir, in beautiful Eden, Utah. This week we have a weekly happy featuring Drop Everything, an interview with Matt. Is it Matthew or Matt? Do you prefer
Matt?
Yeah. Matt Geffert, right? Or
that's right.
Okay. Explore Something and ExploreSomething.net. Beautiful, phenomenal photos, drone footage of our backyard and getting out on the trail. So we'll chat with Matt about his process and about how much he absolutely loves Ogden's, because you can tell in the photos. And if you're unfamiliar, go to ExploreSomething.net or follow on Facebook. On the docket, we tell you what's going on. Like, everything is going on this weekend, so there's that. In the news, I'll give you the lowdown on the Tube the Ogden closing. That was at the top of the outside, what is it, department of the newspaper, the Standard Examiner. I don't know what you call the sections, I guess. The outside section. Yeah, okay. All right, and then there's a missing hiker in the Uintas, and a mountain lion was shot in SLC, downtown.
What
happened? Yeah, no. I knew you'd be excited about that. Get rid of those efforts. Something worth watching from Explore Something. Weird, I know. We'll give you our OR recap, best products that we can think of off the top of our head, because that's how we do it here. Planning is not needed. We have them off the top of our head. That is our Gear 30 segment. Give you a little morning trip report from Windsurfer. And quote of the week, Outdoor Jukebox. All this and more on episode, 279. Explore Something, so let's charge.
He summits with the agility of a mountain goat, flashes routes faster than UPS, is more intimate in the mountains than Jake Gyllenhaal. He's Todd to the Top.
The discussion being, are you still more intimate in the mountains than Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, less intimate.
Yeah. In other words, has he fallen off further recently?
No. He's doing great.
He's doing good. Mm-hmm. So, Todd to the Top, we are stoked to sit down here with Matt Geffert of Explore Something and ExploreSomething.net. Welcome to Tan Van, Matt. Thanks for coming out.
Great to be in hashtag Tan Van.
I love it. If you don't use the hashtag, it doesn't count. Yeah. So we're out here at Pine View. It's a beautiful morning. Some place you're very familiar with is our backyard, but you're not from here.
No, I'm born and raised in Indiana. Yeah. So I'm a transplant here in Ogden. And yeah, I've lived all over the world, even living in Germany, then I came back. And
when they told you were transferring to Utah, what were you thinking?
Actually, they give you, whenever you're up to move back to the States, mm-hmm. You get to make this dream sheet of bases. And before I joined the military, I did a couple road trips out west, and I just remember, like, dude, Utah is cool as hell, you know? So I drove up and down I-15, did all the national parks, mm-hmm. camped out. I think I think I camped out in Willard Bay. I can't even remember, but I was like, this is sweet.
The hot spot of camping. And
yeah.
Yeah.
This is great.
It's all downhill from there.
The best of the best. And so I put down Hill as my number one pick. And then I got that email saying, hey, you're going to Utah. And I was pretty stoked. And just researching, you know, where I was going to live, you know, I looked at Layton, you know, and I call it now Lame Layton. And, you know, Farmington. A lot of people live in Farmington. Yeah. But then I saw Ogden and I found, I was like, damn, this place is like right butt up against the mountains. And I was looking up trails. I guess this is going to be cool. So I first moved to West Haven into a little apartment, and then the wife came and we bought a house in East Central Ogden because we wanted to be close to downtown, because that was part of the appeal that I liked about Ogden was that the downtown. And so we wanted to be between downtown and the mountain trailheads, and we got it right smack there in the middle. And yeah, I love it here.
It's nice being 5 minutes from a trailhead, huh?
Yeah, and even... I hate going down to Salt Lake even because it's that dang traffic, you know, and you have to drive through that to get to to the trails there. Whereas here in Ogden, you could just take a mile up, you know, and you're at this sweet trailhead and you're bagging peaks, and that's great.
So take us through the process. So you've got a site, exploresomething.net, where you're hosting beautiful photography and videos of the area. How long were you here, and what was the process for you to get started in, you know, photographing Ogden in the backyard here? And then did you have experience prior?
My experience prior was just doing GoPro stuff, you mm-hmm. know, taking GoPro photos. And, when I was in Germany, I was taking a lot of photos. And at one point I was like, you know, I want to document this, you know, and put it on a website. And this is just as I'm coming to Utah, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, I wanted to document the photos. I wanted to make trail guides too. Like mm-hmm. trail guides that, you know, no BS, just like sweet photos, a Google map direction to the trailhead, you know, super simple. Nothing, I'm not gonna write like a 2-page report on a trail. It's like stuff that people need to know. And so that was the original intention of Explore Something, was to do trail guides of around Utah and Ogden. Mm-hmm. And then I became really like serious into the photography, and now that's transitioned into video. So now I'm super into making videos, which is what I want to do, you know, next. You know,
is that like career number 2 or 3 or whatever is the video side of things?
I got so many hobbies. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. All the side hustles, right?
Yeah. So now I got the drone, and I'm hoping to make some side hustles off the drone at Drone Biz.
So is that do you offer that so we can say, hey, like, Matt, I need the whatever, a wedding, can you come do, you know, some drone footage and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, there's so many rules of drones nowadays. So you have to get mm-hmm. registered with the FAA, and you have to
helps you're in the Air Force.
Yeah, yeah. I would just call my buddies up at the air control tower. Up, right? Yeah, I'll be flying over here. It's a wildfire.
Don't bug me. I'll be over here. Just stay out of my air zone or whatever.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But then even to make money off drone, you have to take a separate test called a Part 107 or something. So that costs $150, and you have to take a test, and they ask you, you know, how to read a map, you know, like, oh, what if you see this flag at this lake? Can you fly there? You know, and
this is serious.
It's super serious. Yeah.
So, but what about using it for, you know, commercial use for a company, say?
Mm-hmm. Same thing. You have to have that license.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you don't, a drone pilot with that license,
will
search you out. Like, hey, that guy didn't do his license.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
And you'll get charged $1,000.
Is that all? So pay the $150, take the class, course, test, whatever, get her done.
I think you get her done.
Yeah.
It couldn't hurt. I mean, the class couldn't hurt, so.
No, the class. I mean, SI is a study guide, and you take the test.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a couple spots at the Ogden Airport you go to take that test. And then you could do real estate. They like the drone stuff.
Yeah.
Especially out here.
And the still photography, no slouch at. Very good.
Yeah, that's picking up. I just had a showing at the Wasatch Coffee Roasters, mm-hmm. and I put the prices a little low. Like the guy before was doing maybe 400, 500 bucks, and I was like, damn, if I walk into a coffee shop, I'm not going to pay 400. So I put it down to, I think, 60 to 80 bucks, and
right.
I sold 10 of them.
Wow, that's good.
And it was cool because they got the first Friday art walk, and that's when the locals were coming in like, hey, mm-hmm. sweet shots of Ogden, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, so they bought a couple, and mm-hmm. yeah, people dig it, you know, the hometown stuff, you know?
You
yeah.
said Wasatch Roasters?
Yes.
That's a cool spot anyway.
Yeah.
That's a great new brewery.
Have you been... Oh, no.
No, the beer, the coffee shop.
Did I say brewery?
Brewery, yeah.
Why do I always automatically say brewery?
Yeah, because roasters? No, I don't know.
I know what we're talking
Wasatch,
about.
Wasatch is a brewery.
No, those guys are
But this
are
is
right.
Wasatch Roasters.
They're representing yeah. really well in Ogden, yeah. too. They're
they
going
do.
To
they
events and things like
sponsor
that.
Sponsor a lot of stuff, yeah. Yeah. God, your eye's red. Yeah. Did you get something in it? Like a bug? We passed some a grotto of mating... Yeah. Dragonflies while we were out paddleboarding this morning, and let's hope nothing like
maybe I saw something
spilled
I wasn't
over
meant to see.
You weren't supposed to see. Yeah, yeah, it's in the bug in the the left eyeball there. So again, we're sitting with Matt Gafford of Explore Something and ExploreSomething.net for beautiful photography and videos of the local area here. Go to ExploreSomething.net. Learning off YouTube, you told us earlier, right? Like that's some of the skill sets, I guess.
That's the way to learn. If you want to get into video and editing, you know, and learn some cool tricks, someone out there has made a YouTube video about it.
Right.
I don't know why, but I want to thank them. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, literally anything. Right. If you want to learn how to do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like my drone just crashed recently, and I was like, I'm not going to send this back to DJI. I'm going to pop on YouTube real quick and fix it. And I fixed it. Yeah.
So you're using a DJI. Which one?
The Mavic Pro.
Mavic Pro. Mm-hmm. First time flying versus now. Your improvement level, great.
Well, I just only got it maybe 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty new.
And so...
Yeah.
Are you a natural?
You feel good?
No, I already crashed it. No.
Yeah.
Right into the side of a mountain. I was doing the sweeping, you know, cinematic viewing, and it went too far to the right, and I was up by Francis Peak when it hit the wall and came tumbling down, and... shed some tears.
But you didn't lose it.
You salvaged it.
Yeah.
Salvaged it. Yeah. I guess if it was in the water, it was total loss, you know?
Yeah. No, I know someone who lost, I think in Pineview. So there's probably a few of them in here actually. Yeah. So with you get out a lot. Is there a place that you prefer to shoot or a place that just really is your favorite go to, and then what's the one place where you haven't been yet?
Oh man, my favorite place to shoot now is to go up the Skyline Trail mm-hmm. on the South Skyline, so towards Lewis Peak, park at North Ogden Divide. And then, man, the only place to do that trail is at sunrise, and so you could just get the best colors, and that ridgeline trail is on mm-hmm. point, you know. But now that I got that Jeep out there, I'm gonna start going on up to Willard Peak
yeah.
and try to check out that sunrise scene.
Have you been on that road yet?
No, have you?
It killed my Blazer, but that's not saying much. So we went up there as a shop retreat 2 weeks ago or something.
Oh, that's right. You were talking about that.
Yeah.
Didn't make it all the way.
I didn't make it. You do need your Jeep, your four-wheel drive. But there, a Forester made it, like the Forester crushed it. You know, and then of course there was a Land Rover that did phenomenal, and then there was a big Sarah's dad's truck is like they have horses, so it's a big beefy so the suspension was rough, they bounced a lot, but that thing can go anywhere. Anyway, and there's a lot of side by sides up there, so you and the access for those unfamiliar, access is through Manaway. You kind of drive up through Brigham, go through Manaway, mm-hmm. and the back. You can get there from Liberty, but I heard that was even worse. Like, that's pretty brutal. If you go past Liberty and up those dirt roads, a friend of ours tried that, and he was in, I want to say, a CRV or something, and that was not good. So, yeah,
that's not the vehicle.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, but it's the Jeep will take, well, it should do awesome up there. And it's gorgeous. It's like, you know, this weird alpine. When I say weird, I mean, like, you feel like you're in a different spot, you know. All of a sudden, it's just a quick drive out of Ogden.
Yeah.
So
I've ran up there because I did this run from North Ogden Divide up to Ben Lomond, up to Willard, and then down to those cool lakes up there.
Yeah, little pond lake things.
Yeah, and I remember the storm came in though, and I had to hunker down from the lightning. So it's wild up there.
Yeah.
A different world.
What's your experience in the outdoors? Because you grew up in the Midwest. Is that the Midwest you call that?
Midwest.
When did you start getting into, mountain bike run, trail running and that kind of stuff?
Well, so now I'm 32 and I got into exploring some things, about 22.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Yeah, about 22. Before that, it's the classic, I was drinking a lot, and just living an unhealthy lifestyle. And all my buddies were going to the bars every weekend. I remember, I just want to do something different. And so my friend had this stolen bike, and I stole it from him. So I used that to just get around,
This is a good story.
He painted it black. And
that's what you do to all stolen bikes,
yeah,
right?
It's not obvious at
black
all.
Black them out, yeah. They'll never know.
I'm going to murder this bike up.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I used that bike to start mountain biking, and then I got into doing road trips, because living in Indiana is not much, mm-hmm. So I started driving out west, and I think the first place I went to was the Black Hills of South Dakota, and I just got that bug, mm-hmm. to travel and to do new trails, and, I had this old Olympus, it was like Olympus waterproof.
Yeah, they were like $300 or something at the time, right?
Yeah. So you use those to take photos. I'm like, this is kind of fun,
Yeah.
So.
Grew from there.
Yeah, then I got into trail running. Because, man, you mountain bike enough, you're like, you hike a bike a lot when you mountain bike.
Yeah.
So I was like, I might as well just run these trails, It's a lot easier and you get your fitness up.
Or go to the local ski resort and take the lift up and just do downhill. But what's the future with Explore Something? What do you want to do with it? What's your ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal is to, make it a media company where, mm-hmm. People can hire me to do videos, short commercials for them, you want some epic footage of your company doing something, I could do it, even photos, because mm-hmm. I think what's unique about Explore Something, I can go up to any peak, you want some photos on top of Mount Ogden, I'll make it up there, mm-hmm. or something like that. So yeah, that's the goal, is to make some money as a media company.
Right. In which, there's a few, it seems to be like there's some competition in that area, but if you're good, you're good. And your resume is at exploresomething.net and it's mm-hmm. phenomenal. So I appreciate you taking the photos or capturing those moments, of our backyard, which just anytime I see it, I think, oh, wow, that's really nice.
It's good for all of us. No, yeah. I mean, it really is. You get out those, because it's one thing getting out there and then capturing it, that well is not something that everybody can do. So,
yeah. And plus but before I moved here, I don't know, Ogden has this reputation of the old Ogden where it's, mm-hmm. Crappy and it's dangerous to live here. But so, man, when I moved here, I'm like, this place is great, So part of me wants to show people, Ogden is cool, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful, and it's not just a lot of negative people living here,
Sporting the Ogden Made shirt, too, by
Ogden
the way.
Made, yeah.
Shout out to Ogden Made. But with the name Explore Something, should you find yourself in another area, because, you are in the Air Force, so you mm-hmm. could go somewhere else, but you could take that name anywhere and do.
Yeah, that's probably the reason why I chose it. Mm-hmm. I think before I made that, I think I even had the first Facebook page. It was named Explore Something in Ogden. I was like, I gotta take that out. Just mm-hmm. I don't want to limit myself to Ogden. I mm-hmm. want to do more in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate anything else you wanna plug or let us know.
Yeah, well, actually, right now I'm making a video of just some epic footage of the mountain culture in Ogden. So mm-hmm. I think this weekend I'm going up with some climbers up at the schoolroom. So we're going to get some climbing footage. Saturday morning, I got this fly fisherman. We're going to go to the Ogden River right downtown and get some footage. And then hoping to get some mountain bike and some hiking footage and just make that all
covering the bases. Yeah, that sounds great.
And I talked to the mayor, had an interview with the mayor last week because he's all about making Ogden this outdoor adventure capital, you know? So I was like, I'll talk to that guy. He's got some good things to say.
Yeah.
So I went to his office. He was super cool, you know, and he answered all the questions and he talked about all the outdoor companies that are making their headquarters in Ogden. And he plugged the Xterra race in the Ogden Marathon and how Ogden is a bike city now. You know, it's got some award. So yeah, I'll feature him. He'll say his thing about Ogden, and the rest I hope to be like a nice visual, epic representation of what Ogden has to offer for the outdoor community.
I'm looking forward to that. What do you have a drop date on that?
Yeah.
Well, I hope to be done by. I hope to have it out in October.
Yeah.
So, like today, I'm going up to Powder Mountain to do some recon of like how can I capture this, you know, and. So, but yeah, it takes time to get that perfect moment, you know, and I think I might even do some footage at that El Doce Powder Mountain
Race. That's the first year, so it'd be awesome.
And plus, that's the loop, so I could get endless amount of shots, you know, like, oh, I messed that up, wait for the next mountain bike
to come exactly,
by.
I know the mayor mentioned Xterra, which is a huge weekend, and I'm sure you'll be busy getting shots of that. I just found out yesterday at this on the same day, the local kayakers got approval to do a release. So the Ogden River will be at 500 cc and they will be they'll have a kayak downriver race same day as the Xterra. So if you're heading up there or heading down, or maybe Xterra is not for you, you want to watch the kayakers down the Ogden River, go hang out at Rainbow Gardens area, probably, well, not don't park in Rainbow Gardens, but across the street there on 12th or whatever, and then check out all the kayakers participating in the Ogden Downriver race. It'll be
that'd
awesome.
That'd be cool to see.
I didn't know that.
So it'll be, I mean, that's like the epitome of everything that goes on. Like, you got the kayaking, you got the mountain biking, the trail running, and people swimming Pine View. So as far as the summer, and that'll be, what is it, September when that rolls around? It closes September, up the summer, early fall, something like that. It
should be a good time.
Leaves are changing. It's a beautiful time of year. So, yeah, look forward to seeing that, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll be there filming the kayakers now. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah. Look forward to that. All right, again, it's exploresomething.net and Explore Something on Facebook. So go check out Matt's work. Appreciate it. All right, so this week's Weekly Happy is a little something from Drop Everything and Matchstick Productions. I don't know if, Matt, if you're familiar with these guys, but they do all right with their production level here. New ski movie. It's the first ski movie trailer I saw of
our
the season.
Our needs may be few.
It's funny.
But our wants are many.
Yeah, I did watch this.
Higher. Faster. Bigger. Deeper. Gnarlier. We want our brains melted and constantly crave more, more,
more.
Well, get ready, because here comes more. 120% more impressive.
Way more impressive.
60% more gripping.
So scared, Mickey.
80% louder sound effects on every turn and landing.
Loud.
90% more insightful athlete interviews.
So much more.
I feel like I'm floating when I'm skiing. And in that moment, nothing else matters.
God. Cut! We've heard that 1,000 times!
Freedom?
90% less athlete interviews.
Yeah.
100% more ripping women.
Two.
Wow, all these pots!
180% more authentic live audio.
I've got that like sweaty, I've got a poo feeling.
Ew.
But the footage is phenomenal.
10% more soul.
Did you get the shot? This is ridiculous.
Close boy, hit her again.
450% more pro skier husband and wife interaction.
Careful, Cody! There's rocks below you!
Hey, there's rocks below you!
Oh my gosh.
250% more favorite. Masterful editing.
Ooh.
160% more cinematic. Cinematic means slow motion with a moving camera and exaggerated sound effects. ...150% tougher.
Oh, no!
330% more stoked stoke. And 300% more sand.
Oh, no!
Sorry, send.
Send.
300% more send. That's 2,190% more.
That's so good.
So much freaking more that this movie's gonna make you wanna... drop everything.
I thought that was kind of referring to us. Like, we drop everything?
Whatever.
Oh my god, the shit!
Mark Abma, Marcus
Drop Hader, everything, Michelle trailer, Parker, so yeah.
Sammy Carlson.
Looks good.
Eric Hewlett,
all the pros,
well done too. Yeah.
And Elise Sogstad, Tanner Rainville, Aaron Blanc, Sander.
No, that's good stuff right there. All right, on the docket, First Friday Art Stroll, which your stuff is now transferred out, right? Is of the Wasatch,
right? Yeah.
But lots of stuff going on First Friday Art Stroll, including at the front, Good Vibes Jewelry down there. So everything on Historic 25th Street and all the galleries. Van Sessions is not participating in August. We're scheduled for the fall. We'll see what happens there. First Friday Art Stroll, August 4th. Weber Outdoor Program Summer Summit Series Mount Ogden is August 5th. Also, Snow Basin is hosting a Intro to Mountain Biking on August 5th. The Utah Spartan Race at Nordic Valley is on Saturday as well. That's the 5th. And then Ogden's own first annual O-Town Pedal Pub Crawl. That's right. Get on your bike.
Pedal, I want to see how they pull this off. This
pedal sense. From pub to pub and only kind of get drunk. Don't sponsored or presented by Bikes of Mormon, who I haven't heard of, but that's a hilarious name. So the Bikes of Mormon are presenting this pedal pub crawl.
I want to know what that means.
I have no clue. But if you see a lot of bikes not particularly going straight on Saturday evening down Historic 25th Street and Washington Boulevard, that is why. The police are now on alert, I guess. That's August 11th and
13th. They'll be cycling responsibly.
I'm sure they will. They better be. They have a hard enough time avoiding cars as is. So, Camelback Pursuit Series in Salt Lake City at Snow Basin. Figure that one out. And then the Snow Basin Intermountain Cup X Country, Cross Country, sorry, Mountain Bike Race. X Country, Cross Country, Mountain Bike Race is August 12th. The October Beard and Mustache competition is also August 12th at Snowbird.
Oh, is that coming up again? I should go.
August 12th, and it's
you're gonna be ready by August 12th.
Gonna be ready.
Yeah.
Okay. starting new, and then El Dulce, the 12-hour and 6-hour mountain bike team race at Powder Mountain.
Hold on 1 second.
August 19th. Yeah.
You guys, and I've heard this before. Is it Dulce or what?
Dulce.
Keep saying doce.
Doce? El doce?
Doce is doce. Just 12 in Spanish. Doce. What's the connection with 12 or what's
the... maybe it's doce.
Oh, 12. It's a 12-hour
race. It's a 12-hour race.
It's doce.
Doce. Yeah. I like doce.
Okay.
Doce,
well, you can say it. It's
like
not
doce
right,
and Gabbana or something. Is that how you say that? Is that the...
Dolce.
Dolce? I think it's the El Dolce where your Gabbanas and race 12 hours up at Powder. Is that it?
Doce means 12 in Spanish. So
I have been
there's
corrected.
The connection. So.
9th Street Crag Cleanup August 19th as well. Thank you, Bear House Mountain Guiding. And some, if you want to see some stars and solar stuff, August 19th, Snow Basin Needles Lodge.
That's what it's called, the program. Yeah.
Officially called Solar
Stars
stuff.
And Solar
Solar Stuff.
Stuff.
August 21st is the solar eclipse thing. I think they've hired the moon. They're going to do a little show specifically for Snow Basin.
Be careful about that. Make sure you have those special glasses.
Sunglasses. If you're not up at Snow Basin, you can't see it. It's weird. You have to be up at Snow Basin to see the special solar eclipse viewing thing.
This message brought to you by Snow Basin.
I love it. All right, in the news. Tube the Ogden. There was a article in the Standard Examiner. I chatted with Leah from Standard Examiner. I told her this is really a nothing burger, but the story makes it sound like there was more to it because it made this big story in the newspaper. It is a service. So Gear 30 and Weber State University outdoor program. Weber State University came to Gear 30 a couple years back and said, as a service, let's hook up some tubes on the river for super cheap rentals, $5, and you know, let's do that. And so we've done that. I think maybe last year was the first year, or maybe, I don't know. So we're either in our second or third year. And this year everything was fine. Weber State did this random benign Facebook post that went very viral if you look at everything else they post, you know, much fewer likes, I should say, you know. And then this one just went nuts, and so somehow everyone found out. And then that following weekend we had people standing in line for like 45 minutes to 2 hours to rent a $5 tube, and we're like, oh, that sucks. So then we had a little meeting and we're like, hey, how can we, you know, make this more efficient? And we added some staff, and we were still having some issues as far as getting the time. There's just so many people coming out. It's $5. Like, it's $5, right? It's not a big deal. So, and then last Friday, we had, it was a younger kid who decided to get out of his tube and just take his time. We tell everyone, stay in your tube. And so our staff prematurely panicked because they couldn't find him. And then he was playing around on the river. So they call. So, you know, we get a call saying, oh, we can't find this guy. So we think someone's lost. And now we're panicking. And then, like, turns out it was nothing because he was just playing on the river. And his friends showed up and everything was fine. And then we thought, well, this is a service. We are not a business. There is another business down there. And that is what they do. And I think if they were faced with, like, this much success, they would say, okay, let's get more tubes, let's get more people. But we're not, like, I don't even think we're covering expenses, you know, as far as paying the people. So we just thought, you know what, we need more tubes because the river's low and we keep popping tubes. There's risk with that and some other things. And we couldn't really get people, we didn't have enough tubes to get people going as fast. I mean, we don't want them standing out there all day waiting for a tube. That sucks. That's not a fun experience.
No,
you know,
nobody wants that.
So we're like, let's just shut it down. We'll come back next year. We'll have more tubes. We'll have a better flow and all this stuff. And that's really honestly all it was. And then Leah called and wanted to know, what happened, blah, blah, blah. So I gave her the lowdown, and I think, you know, I don't know what you thought. You read the newspaper report. I don't know if it sounded dramatic or not, but we had really good feedback. Cause what I did was we get bombarded with questions like, hey, can I go? I'm pregnant. Or how small a kid can I take? And so I responded to all the people who I thought were going to come out and said, hey, you know, real sorry, we're shutting it down for the season, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, cool. Thanks for letting us know. We'll make other plans. You know, most of it was very positive because we on our side were ahead of at least that side of things. And we're reaching out to those who had reached out to us via Facebook or other type of messaging devices and responded to them in, you know, appropriately. So that they gave them the heads up like, hey, we're not going to be doing it anymore this summer. And that was it.
But the word is out now. I mean, regardless of how you sort of interpret the article, it's the word is out now. I think that Ogden now knows that, you know, you guys are sort of down for the season, and there's other ways that you can tube if you want to. You know what
you
I mean?
You can tube if you want to. You can tube that river now.
It's just a big response changes things, you know?
So we were inundated, which was awesome, but it was like, oh man, this is a service. It's like, we weren't quite prepared.
You're not the tubing business.
We're not the tubing business. Let the tuber business do that stuff. So, yeah, that was it. I don't know. Is that a story? Whatever that story
is. It's all good.
Did you punish the kid for getting off the raft?
Man, yeah, we told him, you can never tube this river again, man. You're not wanted in this town, bro. Like, it was like, no, it was fine. It was just a miscommunication. But sometimes those miscommunications can be sketchy. Like when your kid says, hey, mom, I'm going over to my friend's house, and you didn't hear it because the blender was on or the vacuum was going or whatever.
Or let's be honest, you weren't paying attention.
Or let's be honest, you're watching like nothing on TV. Yeah.
This is the best part of Naked and Afraid. I'm not going to miss this part.
Where'd my kid go? And there's a panic, and all of a sudden, like, they text you from your friend's house or whatever, and you're like, oh, I didn't know you left. Why would you do that to me? He's like, Mom, I told you. You didn't hear me? Yeah. So miscommunications, man. Yeah, they happen. Weird.
But I liked that every tuber was accounted for, like meaning that it's...
we didn't lose a one, dude. We didn't lose a one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in the news, we have... what was this? News? This is something I pulled up that I don't know what I pulled up here.
Well, let's learn about it together.
I don't know what that was. Hawaii. Anyway, families are thanking searchers as a hunt continues for a missing hiker in the Uintas. A 74-year-old from Arizona has been missing since Monday. This is really sad. And people go missing up there, and the Uintas are pretty well marked. So I always think that it was a health issue of some kind, because they are the trails are well used, and you got to really screw up.
Or something, or Bigfoot. Something took you off the trail. Bigfoot. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Meaning if there's something that really took you off trail, then you can
aliens?
Probably get... Yeah.
You maybe. Don't know. You don't know. Which is not to make light of this, which we just did make light of it. 74-year-old is missing. What that tells me is, again, if you can hike with someone, please do. Please always hike with someone. A lot of trail runners, actually, we run, you know, solo. But if
or
you can...
you want to do your best to stay on the well-marked trails,
right,
possible.
Yeah, and let's hope they find the 74-year-old who's just, like, on a really long stroll in the direction that they weren't suspecting, perhaps, maybe. But it's been a few days, so let's hope that turns out okay. They shot a mountain lion in the Salt Lake City, basically because...
Did the mountain lion didn't have it coming, though?
Well, yes, because the DWR biologist missed with the tranquilizer dart. So,
shit.
So, upon missing, we had a bad shot. The DWR guy needs to practice his shooting skills because upon missing, the cougar then went after the police officer, like in a, you know, like, yeah. Whoa, you guys are pissed. Shooting at me. Yeah, like I'm getting the hell out of here.
Stirred stuff.
And
up.
The officer did not miss. And got him down. So, but it was at, maybe you know where this is, 600 East South Temple.
Yeah.
Like pretty downtown.
Downtown,
yeah.
So it's a little bit out of its territory. Yeah.
What's the comments?
Or is it? I don't know.
What's the public comments?
The public comments, there's 131 with 33 pending.
They're probably pissed too.
Oh yeah, that's what you do, right? You go straight to the comment section.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the comments on KSL.
Those are my favorites.
You can definitely quote unquote expect more from the environmental groups that say we don't belong here in the first place.
Expect more.
I don't know. Is KSL is that KSL's tagline? Expect more.
I don't know.
Is that somebody's tagline? I'm not sure why they quoted.
My tagline about them. It's different than that. Sorry.
And then we got some scientists talking evidence of modern humans from 200,000 years ago.
This guy's on it.
Yeah, people talk.
Civilizations appeared 6,000 years ago. How long do we have to be here before people stop saying we don't belong here? I guarantee. Oh, yeah. Comment sections are where it's at. Mm-hmm. Go to the cougar.
And then the
kill
fourth
comment
down is about sexual dysfunction ad. And so it's always. Like, how does that tie in with the cougar? I don't know, but...
Oh!
Poor cougar. I'm sure that was just an accident. That was a horrible accident.
It was a young male who just left his mom's side, they said. So, super young and looking for new territory.
Was that what it was? Yeah.
Yeah,
he's like, dude, I got this spot downtown.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, nothing but humans. Easy pickings.
Yeah.
Like
cats everywhere.
Yeah. Backyard
cats
dogs.
Everywhere.
You should see the chihuahuas down there. Like, they just leave them on their front porch. Like,
they bring them into the stores.
Everywhere with them. Oh, yeah. So that's really all I had with that. This week's worth watching. Little trail hustle from Holland's Trail Hustle. Explore Something. Go to YouTube and check out Explore Something's YouTube page. Holland's Trail Hustle. So we've had Holland on the show before. She works with Weber County and a phenomenal trail runner. And
I wish she'd just get out more, though.
I wish.
That's really the biggest problem
I agree.
I see with that.
I need to see more, like, Instagram photos of her doing fun
she
stuff.
She must work 2 days a week. Like at that, if that.
Oh, we got the music going here. This is the video, the music kindly edited or superbly edited by Matt here sitting next to us.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah.
And the music is actually my cousin the first part, and then and then the this part is actually me playing piano and guitar. Like a nice soothing, you know, background music. Yeah, this was tough actually because we recorded this at North Ogden Divide.
Yeah.
And there was planes flying above and cars driving by and kids going nuts. So yeah, it was hard to get rid of that background noise on.
Audio is something, I tell you what. Yeah. And we've made so many mistakes in audio, it's ridiculous.
I like to say we've made all of the mistakes.
No, we haven't, because we will make more. But that is only, like, some people neglect that. Oh, no, it's just video, you know. And no, dude, audio matters. It's a big deal. Yeah. So, yeah.
You could tell, like, listening to the audio, how it degrades at some parts because, man, you have to get it right, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So worth watching is this video, Holland's Trail Hustle from Explore Something on YouTube. Go check it out right now. And also follow Holland on her Instagram, which I follow her. And what is her,
Is it at Holland's Trail Hustle.
At Holland's Trail Hustle. Well, how hard was that?
Yeah, that's why I called Holland's Trail Hustle.
He's no dummy, man. Like, sweet. So that is this week's worth watching. Gear 30, let's recap OR. All you need to know is Bob's butt wipes.
if we're going to miss anything with them leaving, it is that one-on-one
time.
With,
yeah.
With Bob. Bob and Mike. Mike was a nice
Bob and Mike. Too. And Mike's product, we've used a couple times and haven't been that impressed with
it. Apparently it wasn't. Uncle Joe got bit to hell. And so I was so excited. I go down, I get the
anti-sting from Mike.
Anti-sting, right?
All natural.
I guess it made it worse. I don't know.
Jesus.
Well, let's just say it didn't relieve much. Maybe it was too late. Maybe it was.
Well, I have yet to feel the soft cushiness of Bob's butt wipes on my ass. But he did give both of us a free sample package
on the hands.
Yeah, they felt nice on the hands. They are flushable, biodegradable butt wipes that you can take into the backcountry. Now, I Ziploc mine out, and I guess should you drop one or something, you know, his are biodegradable. If you
given time, I don't know how much time.
Yeah, probably a boatload of time, but that's what he claims.
Buttload
of time.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you happen to flush it through your septic system one at a time, it suggests it is safe for most septic systems. So you can use the old Bob's butt wipe. But that's how he introduced himself to us, Matt. He's, I'm Bob. This is my product, Bob's butt wipes, and they call me Butt Wipe Bob. Is what they. From Tennessee or whatever, right? Like that was that's where he was.
He fit very deep south.
Very deep, yeah. And it was, I'm like, let's just hang out at this booth all day. I don't really care.
I felt like we were there for some time.
He immediately said, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it to the squirrel cook-off. So if you guys want to take my place.
As judges.
He extended the offer to us.
Where is the squirrel
gave us
cook
the contact
off?
No clue. Gave us, wanted us to call and say, hey, Butt Wipe Bob sent us for the squirrel cook off. Yeah, judge. But I think, unfortunately, we had something scheduled, like it's watching the sunset or something. I'm not sure what that was.
I had planned was just not eating squirrels.
Weird, the vegetarian. So no, we saw a lot of fun products at OR. It was this year's last year. The demo was unfortunately a disappointment because a lot of the stand-up paddleboard industry did not show up. They have created their own show. So there was a handful of stand-up paddleboards on, but I couldn't compare them on water, which was sad. I did see a wakeboard that was motorized that you can go like 30 miles an hour on the water. I guess they're huge in Europe and they go up to like $8,000 to buy. And you can, there's an electric one with a battery, but there's also a motorized one that you can use, like a remote to basically, you know, track your speed and stuff. And they were on the water. You literally stand on it sideways, like a wakeboard thing and haul ass on the lake. So there's that stuff. The other thing that was huge and was like underwater drones, right? Like everything, like underwater drones, underwater propellers for scuba divers, propellers for stand-up paddleboarders, electric assist paddleboarding, all this kind of stuff was big. And there's multiple companies doing that. Did you see anything else besides butt wipes that stood out to you, Todd?
I enjoyed Rumple?
Yes. Now, here's the deal. And I don't know this for sure, but went back to the shop, went back to Gear 30 and said, guys, the venture out section.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much that whole tent I enjoyed.
Yeah.
And it used to be in a quarter of the floor, and then they put it in the whole tent, and I liked that.
So venture out is a part of the Outdoor Retailer Show that includes products from either companies who've been around for a long time that are doing something new and different, or just new companies. Cotopaxi's there. Rumple's there. Oh, man. There's a lot. Cole.
But there are a lot of the boutique sort of companies, boutique. You know.
So seasonally for Gear 30, and this is a little thing, we're going to have a couple, little bit of that in the section of the shop for the winter season. And maybe we'll bring in some Rumple. I tried to pitch it to him.
So Rumple was a big Kickstarter campaign, and that's how that company. In fact, we were talking about it. I'll bet 75% of the brands in that section were probably
kickstarted at some point, including Cotopaxi.
Yeah, exactly. And so this particular brand makes high-end
down
blankets but that the quality of like a sleeping bag type material, right? But done as blankets. But they were pitching, and I was trying to find it online because they had just finished up a Kickstarter campaign on a Rumple poncho, right? Yeah. And I thought April would love this poncho, right? Yeah. I think it's probably men or women. I could see a little bit more on women in this case, but there was somebody sort of modeling one. It looked ridiculously warm, comfortable,
so
stylish.
Snuggle-licious.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Snapped up the side. Probably use it as a blanket too if you're taking it camping. It just seemed absolutely perfect for what they make, and as far as the usability, stylish, just had everything going for it. It really did. And so I'm hoping it pops up on their website at some point. I couldn't find it yet, but that being said, that's what's great about the OR is that sometimes it gives you a tease of what's to come, you know what I mean? And so I'm going to definitely keep an eye out for that poncho.
Bamboo Sporks.
And that company had been around for a bit, and so that was cool. They were, this is one called Bamboo, I think. It was B-A-M-B, and then like U with the umlauts or something like that.
I asked them what wood they were using.
Jeez, that was a proud moment. The answer was quick. It came quick.
Well, they actually, Bamboo. They gave you a slight pause at Bamboo. Like,
Are you a comedian?
Well, yeah, sorry.
But this is a company I'd seen in like a, like sort of a little bit more high-end, sort of the organic, sustainable type places. But they had this mini little spork with the spoon on one side, fork on the other. Super convenient, super strong. That's what's
strong.
So amazing about Bamboo, too, is that I'm sure that thing would last forever, considering it looks like it's one and done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that was a great company, and it was good to see a company that had been around for a long time venturing into a little bit different market. Like, this was their first outdoor retailer, just to kind of reach out in a little bit different direction, and I thought that was smart, you know?
Yeah, yep. The big companies are big companies. You'll see their stuff in all of the newspapers and – or newspaper. What generation are we in? Magazines and online. But that's why we're trying to point out some of these that you'll – the venture out section doesn't get as much pub, so we're trying. You know, we'll let you know when we see some of that stuff. Boulder Denim was there, and then there was this. What was the swimsuit company? That was a cool story too. Do you remember the name?
Oh, the ex Quicksilver guys.
Ex Quicksilver guys who have a rad swimsuit.
Oh, I should know that. Let's see if I can find it.
Yeah. See. Okay. In the meantime, our trip report: windsurfer at 8 a.m. is perfect. That's all you need to know. Get up here early in the morning. You're with the swimmers and a few other paddleboarders. Not really any boaters. It's perfect.
We got some golf balls, free golf balls on the beach.
What is the deal? So the trash is clean, but no, now we got like 17 golf balls on the beach, all perfectly located. So if you're bored, this week's quote of the week: wisdom is not a product of schooling, but of the lifelong attempt to acquire it. Some little dude named Einstein. Thank you, Goal Zero, for powering today's 279th episode of the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TheBanyanCollective.com, and on our Podbean app for Android and iPhones. A huge thanks to Matt Geffert with Explore Something as our guest today. Chat with us on Twitter. Tell us what's up. What do you want us to talk about? Who we should have on the show next? Hit us up at Ogden Adventure or at Banyan Podcast. Did you find the name of the company?
No, I didn't. But this—it's. I just want to make sure before the show is done that we make sure and mention that at the outdoor retailer we did have a chance to catch up with our buddies at Kavu, which, by the way, Tyler had his kid.
Yes.
So I heard about that. So congrats on that. If he ever.
Well, his wife.
Show. Yeah. He had a little part in it like 9 months ago.
At least 10 minutes.
Exactly. But anyway, that being said, we've had the opportunity to speak to a lot of their athletes over the years, right? But there is one athlete that's that we have failed to. Now, granted, she's only been with him for about a year or so, but so that's coming up. Should we say the name or should we just
tease? No, we did some interviews at OR. No, that was a good tease. Steph Davis.
And so that couldn't have gone better. She
was rad.
Charming and sweet, and holy smokes, she is about as big of a name as there is in that. I say in that community, but I mean, she's the wing suiting is what she's doing, and I think that's one of the big real connections with Kavu. But at the same time, climbing extraordinaire. Before that, she's written books and
public speaking too. Nice. She's getting paid to go give speeches because she's good at it. Yeah.
So that was really really cool for her to sit down with us, and then. Slackliner. We spoke with a slackliner as well, and that was an amazing interview. And what's her name? Larson.
Heather.
Heather Larson.
Yep, Heather Larson. Slackline Industries athlete, and she was really
Slack
cool.
Larson is all I remember. Slack Larson. Head.
Yeah, yeah. That's her Instagram handle. Yeah. Go to Instagram and check out Slack Larson. You won't regret it. She does some amazing stuff on her. Like Highline, she does yoga. She's known for. They call it static poses, I guess. Yep. So she does yoga poses on highlines that'll blow your mind.
It's the highline part, too, that it's just there's so much exposure. That's what she craves.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy smokes. So that was really cool as well. And then we got to talk to Neil Amundsen, our friend, again.
Our really now new close pilot friend.
Yes.
Neil Amundsen, who will...
he's gotten his pilot's license in the last year, has done some great adventuring, but he's a parachuter extraordinaire. That's kind of his thing, so...
All right, this week's Outdoor Jukebox is Words by AMSI. As John Muir would say, the mountains are calling. We're going to drive the van there.